It's an all too familiar story for our Bill of the Month series with Kaiser Health News. A patient goes to the ER for simple stitches and gets a bill for $1,000 per stitch. We know these horror stories can actually scare people from ever going back to the ER again, and that is exactly what we have today, a story like that. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is the editor-in-chief at Kaiser Health News. She's going to introduce us to the story of a Tennessee couple, right?
Yep, we're going to rural Tennessee to meet Jason and Deanne Dean. They're entrepreneurs who bought a high-deductible health plan, and then Jason got a crazy high bill when he needed six stitches at the local ER. But this isn't a story about Jason's high bill. It's about the unintended and potentially life-threatening consequences it had for his wife.
Right. And we're going to talk more about this after Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville brings us the Dean story. Here it is.
Guys brag about scars, right? Well, not this one.
That's $6,500. That little one-inch thing right there. Isn't that amazing? That kept her from actually seeking normal medical care.
Jason and Deanne Dean recently relocated to her family farm in Delrose, Tennessee. They're in their late 40s, trying to start an organic health and wellness business. For now, they're seeing if there's an appetite picking the occasional truckload of corn to sell on the roadside.
They usually cut off easier. Usually they just break off.
You just say, oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks.
Jason, with the corny jokes, is also working construction right now. And in May, there's a little incident on the job site. A piece of sheet metal slips and catches him on the kneecap. It bleeds quite a bit. He closes it up with a butterfly bandage. But on his drive home, he figures it'd be best to have it stitched up. And at the late hour, the county's only emergency department feels like the right option, even though he has a high deductible health plan.
Every time they said, your insurance will cover this. And so I had to take him at their word because I'm not versed in medical billing or medical law. So, you know, I said, okay, let's go ahead and stitch it up.
Less than an hour, in and out, no one ever tells him an amount. Then a few weeks later, bills totaling more than $6,000. The Deans asked the hospital and the physicians group to review the charges. And in August, just as they're fighting these bills, Deanne starts feeling sick as she's ever felt.
I haven't eaten. I'm not drinking. I have a horrible fever. I can't get out of bed. I'm shaking.
She's pretty sure this must be COVID. She's kicking herself for putting off the vaccine. She goes to get tested, but it's negative. So they also take a urine sample.
Like, I know this is not good. And the nurse, she came in there and she said, well, it's not that it's just brown. The fact it's like showing all this other stuff. And she's like, I need to go to the emergency room.
But she refuses to go back to the same ER.
That's not just stubbornness. That is like fear. Like fear of like, if they charge Jason this much, what would they charge me? Because I'm going to need more than six stitches.
Eventually, her parents drive her north an hour to Murray Regional, a county-owned hospital. They run a bunch of tests and diagnose her with Rocky Mountain spotted fever, likely from a tick bite she got while in the cornfields. It's easily treated with antibiotics, but can be deadly.
Had I not gone to the ER when I did, I would have had organ damage or possibly death in a few days. That's scary.
She was still worried about that bill, especially after her battery of tests and IV. But even with the same high deductible plan, she's only out $600, an amount, she says, she'll gladly pay. I'm Blake Farmer in Delrose, Tennessee.
Okay, not so bad for Deanne's bill, but Jason still got an enormous bill. With us to discuss this is Elizabeth Rosenthal of Kaiser Health News. Elizabeth, what do you make of what happened here?
Well, there's a national tragedy playing out here. So many Americans we hear from avoid or delay needed care because they're just terrified of the outrageous and often unpredictable bills our system can generate.
Right. So what about the Dean's outrageous bill? Like, how did they get to more than $6,000 for literally six stitches? That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, in that case, the hospital charged $4,500 for the emergency room, and the ER doctor's company charged another $2,000. And then the Dean's share of the bill for the minor laceration was more than $4,000. You know, since the couple was starting off a new business, they chose the lower premiums of a high deductible plan, meaning that they had to pay out of pocket thousands of dollars before their insurance even kicks in. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing here, though, is that the hospital they went to is owned owned by LifePoint Health, and the ER doctor works for Team Health, a company known for its big bills. And you want to know why? It's because they are both private equity-owned for-profit companies. So some of what they earn goes to shareholders. And they coded this cut on the knee as a level 4 emergency. There are only 5 levels, with 5 being the highest, so I think that's kind of questionable as well.
I mean, the deans are fighting that charge now, right? So what's the latest on that fight?
Well, initially, the hospital and the ER staffing company said the bills, they are what they are. You know, it's legal, and I guess that's kind of true. Tough luck. But Jason and Deanne are not giving up. They're offering to pay about $1,000 for the care and threatening to report the case to regulatory agencies.
Well, looking back on all of this, was there anything that the deans could have done differently, you think?
Well, the problem is if you live in a rural area, as they do, there's often only one option for that kind of care, especially evenings and weekends. If you live in an area with multiple ERs or urgent care centers, it's worth knowing if the facility or the doctors there work for a private equity-owned firm. I would avoid that because that will likely mean you'll pay larger bills and many of them will be out of network.
All right. That is Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. She is the editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.